It's now time for our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat here tonight, KNCA 103.9. The basketball season is upon us. It's brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Practice. We're joined now by Panthers girls coach. That is David Boucher as we get set to start a new year. Well, coach, we're back to it. How are we feeling going into this year? How's the roster shaping up and just kind of the overall feel of this team as we begin to start a new basketball season?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, every time you start a new season, like, there's just an electricity in the air. You know, first game's already here, and we're ready to play somebody else. It's nice that the state of Kansas added a jamboree, and so we got some of those first game jitters out of the way and got to practice a little bit against somebody else other than ourselves. And so that's a big change that we really liked. We're just excited.
Well, you lose some really important pieces and girls that have been in the program for a number of years. Kennedy Bryan, of course, an all-state caliber kid, 1,000-point scorer. Alyssa Ladson, also a big part of the team over the last few seasons. But I want to start with your junior and Samantha Klotz, who returns. Avery Stidham, another name to kind of keep in mind. But Samantha, of course, a multi-sport athlete, very good volleyball player. But obviously, it'll be a nice piece for you here in 23 and 24.
Yeah, I mean, Sam comes in with being second in the league and rebounding a year ago and top five in steals and top five in assists, I believe, or maybe at least top 10 definitely in assists, but I can't remember exactly off the top of my head. But just a fantastic kid, all-around great athlete, state qualifier in track, played softball for us, started in softball, and, of course, is an all-state Division II volleyball player and just committed to Central Missouri. So very excited to have her on the team. Our junior class is great. They're great kids. You know, like you mentioned, Avery Stidham got a lot of playing time as the season. She earned a lot of playing time as the season went on a year ago, and particularly for a defensive end, and being able to play hard on that and just being spunky, you know. And then Athena Broadus was a starter for most of the year last year and then had a late season ankle injury that really kept her down. But just a really solid multi-sport athlete again. When so is Avery. I didn't mention that either. But just a great softball player and just a all around just great leader and kid and captain. And we're really excited about what those three can do.
Who are some of the younger players, maybe some underclassmen, who have caught your eye here early, trying to earn some minutes and fight for some depth on the bench and the rotation? I mean, who's kind of stood out to you in that sense, maybe from a freshman and sophomore standpoint?
Well, I mean, you know, Kibo Throssell is a player who got some varsity minutes, but mainly was a JV player a year ago as a sophomore, she's a sophomore there. She was a freshman last year. Again, great kid, a little combo guard, can do a lot of different things and very coachable and brings a positive attitude every day. You know, Pana Wawasik comes to us as a freshman, you know, is pushing for playing time and more minutes and every day she gets. Again, hardworking kid who sees, you know, has played a lot of basketball and has seen a lot of high-quality basketball in her time. You know, growing up and being a part of the Royal Valley community. Another player we didn't mention is senior Allie Sheets is back to us after missing last year with a hip injury and pretty much missed the entire year. And so we were really excited to have her back as a senior leader as well as a guard.
Well, you guys are going to open up the season Friday at Jackson Heights. Pretty good test. The Cobras team that lost a very nice senior class and a couple thousand-point scores and a top five scores in their school's history. But a Jackson Heights team, certainly some good pieces. What's kind of the early scouting report looking like on the Cobras?
Like you said, it's kind of tough to play Jackson Heights' first game because they don't have any film out there with a lot of their new players. You know, of course, they return three of their top. I probably include three of the top seven. If you depends on how you want to define the Shoop girl as a sophomore. You know, she was. I bet she's somewhere in the top eight, somewhere in there. You know, they're going to be tough. They're going to be well coached. You know, a championship pedigree. They've seen a lot of meaningful basketball and played a lot of meaningful basketball. And the thing about when you lose a really good senior class that's won a lot of games the last couple of years, you know, those kids underneath them had to practice against them every day, which means they got pushed, to their limits and grew as players every day. So that's, you know, that's something that's interesting, I think. And we'll see how they play kind of more in their star roles when we roll the balls out on Friday.
Should be a lot of fun. Royal Valley girls basketball coach David Boucher. As we get set to start new basketball season, Royal Valley at Jackson Heights on Friday. Of course, games you can watch on the Cobra channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Also, will be broadcast live on 103.9 FM as well. Coach, thanks again, as always, for the time. Good luck Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks, Brandon.